can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
Network, December 19th, 2021. We are live. So I saw this clip. It's about 20-something minutes today, and I watched it this morning, kind of laying in bed. And I'm going to play it now, and I want to say at the beginning here that I don't necessarily agree, and I don't have to. I don't necessarily agree with all aspects of this with this video. Now, this guy is over there from the UK, and he is obviously comes from a traditionalist Catholic background, which is the largest anti-Semitic hate group in the United States, according to the good old Southern Poverty Law Center. So, but anyway, it comes from a kind of that perspective, and you'll hear that with some of the verbiage in the clip. But, and it's, this is pretty dark, kind of black pill. Kind of the visions that we're seeing here. We're hearing from one crowd that, hey, we're winning, and the evil power structure's on the ropes, and this is why they're acting the way they are, et cetera, et cetera. And then you've got way over here on this other side that it's kind of almost where what John Moore was talking about a couple months ago with the, some sort of cataclysmic events that are on the horizon, which the so-called elites know about, that is coming. And this goes into some pretty dark stuff, but I thought it was pretty powerful. And then if you're not even remotely prepping at all, maybe this will get you somewhat to where, you know, you can begin. Now, if you're living on the coasts or something of this nature, you know, on one of the seaboards or on an island, this, you're not going to like this very much. But this was up on State of the Nation this today. And so with no further ado, Mr. Producer, if you want to roll it, go ahead and hit clip one.
The information I now have concerns three processes that are going to happen. These three processes will be practically continuous. In other words, there will be hardly any break between them. The first one we will live through is a blackout. Suddenly, we will be all at home, reading or on the internet, and the light will go out. Even after 3 to 4 hours, we'll still not come back. This time, the light will be out for months. There will be no electricity, no internet, no telephones. There will be nothing. There will be no distribution of foodstuffs. Everything will be paralyzed. Everything. There won't be any international flights. Cars won't work. Absolutely everything will be paralyzed. Everything. What is the purpose of all of this? Its purpose is to eliminate many millions of people. The global elites say there are too many people on Earth. In 3 years, they intend to eliminate 5,000 million people. And I'll tell you something, they are going to achieve their goal. By Christmas, a lot of foodstuffs and products will be missing in the shops. This is not my opinion, but information obtained from American and Russian intelligence services. On the 4th of October this year, they brought down the communication system of the entire world. This was a practice run of what's to come. Everything will collapse, everything. And the person who hasn't food set aside will very probably die of starvation. What is coming is very hard, but I must tell you that the fun and games are now over. I won't mince my words here. What is coming is much more difficult than what you could ever imagine. I hope, therefore, that you will respect the information I have about this blackout. The information I have says it will occur in January, but I wouldn't rule out the possibility that these lowlifes might make it happen even earlier. According to the prophecy of Luz de María, this blackout will happen when Europe is under a blanket of snow. This means it will occur in January or February. We have, therefore, about 2 months to prepare and to make decisions. Our first decision must be to set aside food for a very minimum of 5 months. Put aside lots of pulses, such as lentils, chickpeas, beans, non-perishables, because they last for years. Also various forms of pasta. Buy lots of tinned foods. Also some salt and sugar. When the blackout comes to an end, the global elite will start World War III. The Third World War is already prepared. The battlefield will be Europe. It will be a Russian and Chinese alliance to destroy Europe and to attack the United States. It will be a thermonuclear war in which previously unknown weapons will be used, and they will use intercontinental ballistic missiles to kill 2,200 million people in 3 weeks. This is intelligence information. It is not my opinion. The war won't last long, but 50% of Europe will be exterminated. Countries like Holland, Belgium, a part of Georgia, Hungary and Romania will all disappear. A part of Germany and a large section of France will disappear. In 2 years, the US will lose 180 million people. Spain will lose 30 million. Mexico, 50 million. Costa Rica will lose half its population. All these losses will happen in 2 years and are described in my last video on World War III, entitled Everything is in Code. The third process will be the impact of an asteroid on our Earth on one of the first 15 days of May. This asteroid is very possibly the warning or the illumination of conscience. This is the warning announced in Garabandal, very possibly. We won't talk now about the punishment, which is Planet X, which will be upon us in the year 2023 or 2024. I get information from astrophysicists and very high-ranking military personnel also. It's not that I'm very clever, but that I receive information from them, which I then pass on to you. I want to warn you that the blackout will be much more frightening and terrifying than World War III. This will be so because during the war, businesses will be open as long as the war is not on your doorstep. And you will be able to buy things and move around, at least to some degree. However, during the blackout, martial law will be imposed and you won't be able to leave your house, not even to walk the dog. If you do, you will be shot on the spot without explanations.
Go inside now!
Get in the house!
Now, this may be slightly different in some countries. It may be a little bit easier in some places than in others. Hundreds of thousands of people will commit suicide because of this blackout. The next thing is the effect of the vaccine. This will be frightening. Also, while we are all in lockdown, they will release a virus which will be terrifying. This virus will account for the deaths of a large part of humanity. The third process is the impact of the asteroid. I will give you the technical details in case you wish to memorize them. It is 7 kilometers in diameter. The information I have from the astrophysicists is that when it enters our atmosphere, it will break up into two big parts. The slightly smaller part will impact on the Atlantic, quite near Florida. The other part will land in the Pacific Ocean. Using mathematical models, the expansive waves that they will generate will reach 9,000 kilometers across. Wherever these waves travel, nothing will be left standing, neither trees, nor houses, nor mountains, because they are going to be hills and mountains that will be totally washed away. I am conscious that what I'm saying is very hard, but I have privileged information, and it's only fair that you also should have this information. The technical details of this impact are absolutely frightening. All the islands of the Atlantic will disappear, including the Canary Islands. All the islands of the Caribbean will also disappear. Cuba will disappear. A great part of Puerto Rico will disappear. The countries of Guatemala, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, and Panama will be seriously destroyed. New York, Washington, and New Jersey will disappear. The peninsulas of Labrador and Florida will disappear. All of Florida, Tampa, and Miami will completely disappear. Nothing will remain. The waves that reach Europe could reach 0.5 kilometer high, while those reaching America, Colombia, Venezuela, and Brazil could reach 600 meters high. As I said, this information comes from American and Russian intelligence agencies. They only differ by 5 days as to when in the first fortnight of May this will all happen. What I have said is very, very hard, very worrying, and also very distressing. But it is what it is. All of these three processes will coincide with the second blood moon, which occurs in May. I have warned about how dangerous this blood moon is before, because just before it, they will have eliminated the Eucharist. The Eucharist will be eliminated definitively and for good. There will be no more masses said publicly. There will still be some priests who will say mass privately and in secret, at home, in a barn, or some hiding hole. Once they eliminate the Eucharist, be very careful, because any masses that are still being said could have satanic parts inserted into them. After a series of questions from his audience, Galeron makes the following additional points. World War III will last around 3 weeks and will be brought to an end by the impact of the asteroid. Galeron tells a Puerto Rican woman who was nervous about the impending disaster that he gives tremendous importance to prayer. He tells her how Saint Philip was transported 1,000 kilometers by the angels. Similar things will happen to us, things that will astound us and that we will find very difficult to explain. He is then asked about Planet X. He says this monster from space will move all of the continents as if they were sponges. It's his opinion that Planet X is the punishment spoken of in Garavandal. This will be further out in the timeline, so he will deal with this in a later video. He says that the intelligence sources that contact him said that the many thousands of children now being born of vaccinated mothers are not human. They are what he calls hominoids. He said all the vaccinated are now undergoing biological changes, personality and character transformations. All the vaccinated are going through this. He says we haven't the slightest idea of the horror that will befall humanity. A Mexican woman then asks him, if the Pacific or the Atlantic side of Mexico will be most devastated. He tells her that every coastal city in every country of the world will disappear under the water. Every city in every country of the world that has a coastline. Pick any city you like. All of them will disappear under the water, without exception. What I'm saying is hard to take, but you must tell others, and very hard decisions will have to be taken because of this information. You need to get out of the city. If you can't buy a property in the country, rent one. Remember, with the blackout, all debts will be cancelled, because the entire financial system is going to collapse, and only the vaccinated will be able to recover their money later. When the blackout is over and the chaos subsides, the vaccinated will recover their money. The unvaccinated will not get anything. Therefore, we must take out our money out of the banks now before this blackout starts. But it's not a good idea, of course, to take it all out in one go, but rather gradually do so. The impact of the asteroid on the oceans will break the underwater tectonic plate. Remember, this asteroid is 7 kilometers in diameter and has a speed of between 50 and 60,000 kilometers per hour. So what will be the reaction when it hits the sea? All the underwater and the land-based volcanoes will erupt, and we will be facing a nuclear winter as the entire sky goes black with the stuff that will be thrown up out of the volcanoes. So what does this mean? It means that places like Costa Rica, with an average temperature of 28 to 30 degrees, will be facing temperatures of 12 degrees below zero. And people are going to die of cold. It will be like this for months. Countries in Europe will have temperatures of between 50 and 60 degrees below zero. So who will be able to take that level of cold? Many people will die. These horrific temperatures will last for months. The cold will be horrendous and frightening. The impacting asteroids in the Atlantic and Pacific will cause Yellowstone, which has a mouth of 300 kilometers, to erupt, killing all life right down to the Mississippi Basin. Because of the immensity of the Pacific, all the coasts of China, Indonesia, Australia, the United States, all the coasts of South America, Colombia, Costa Rica, Panama, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Mexico, Peru, Chile, with a coast of 6,000 kilometers on its own, all of these places will be completely razed and devastated. These waves will reach 10,000 meters high at times. This will happen especially in the US, as it has a gradual continental shelf. France has a continental shelf of only 200 meters, resulting in 50% of France going underwater. The same will happen in Germany, Poland, Russia, which is also very low, and will suffer, and it will also suffer a similar fate. He says the angels will help the believers, not during the impact of the asteroid, but during World War III, when the Russians, Chinese and Muslims invade Europe. The war itself will last about 3 weeks, but the invading forces will be here for 3, 4 or 5 months, and you can't imagine the massacre and the brutal savagery that they will inflict on Christian people. Remember that the Russians and the Chinese are all communists. He says that the island of La Palma will collapse into the sea, causing waves of 600 meters on the whole east coast of the United States. The Russians have already evacuated their diplomats from Morocco, knowing, because they know something that we don't know. World War III will not affect Central and South America, but the consequence of this nuclear war, a terrible global famine, will. When asked what role Spain will play in all this, he says, "The faith in Spain is already totally destroyed. Spain is finished. It's destroyed. The elite had Spain in its crosshairs, and they have totally destroyed it. In the next 3 years, Spain will go from a population of 49 million people down to 18 million people." He's then asked about the role of the Vatican in all this. He says we should forget about the Vatican because it is now the center of a pagan, ecological and ecumenical religion. The Vatican is the biggest center, he says, of Satanism in the world. In the last 80 years, the physical structures of the church have been infiltrated by seminarians who were mostly homosexuals and members of the Communist Party, or else they were criminals. In the priesthood now, you find all types of people, including criminals. In these last 80 years, thousands and thousands of these seminarians have infiltrated the church and been legally ordained, but they are not really true priests. They have permeated the physical structures of the church, such as seminaries, convents, monasteries, parishes, bishoprics, etc., and worked their way up to the ecclesiastical ladder to reach the highest level. The result is that we now have a false church which goes unnoticed by the ordinary man and woman in the street. Because of this, we are now in 2021 and find that the church is totally controlled by ecclesiastical Freemasonry. Francis, by the way, is not the result of chance. Francis has been prepared to rise in the church, to assume power, and to destroy the church. It's as simple as that. This is not the result of chance. This is the result of many years of work. They do a coup d'etat on Benedict and they throw him out, saying, "Either you go or we'll kill you." Make no mistake about it, Francis's mission was to destroy and to smash the church to pieces, and that objective has been achieved. All that remains now is for a huge scandal to come out of Rome shortly that will sink the church. 2 months ago, Francis eliminated the traditional Latin Mass, and this will precede the elimination of the Eucharist. I think this could happen in December or January, but I don't think it will go beyond April. By the next blood moon in May, the church will have suppressed the Eucharist. He then says they will release a terrifyingly lethal virus in January or February of 2022. People will die in the streets. You will see a lot of corpses in the streets that nobody will remove. He doesn't know the name of it, but he says it's very like Ebola. People will bleed through their eyes, their nose, their mouth, and their ears. This will happen before the war, and people will die within hours. He thinks it will be transmitted through the air. It is also tremendously contagious. He says 90% of the vaccinated will die in the next 2 years. There is no way out of this. Whoever has taken 2 vaccines has no hope whatsoever. The virus that is coming in January or February has no cure. It might be worthwhile, though, to keep an eye on Marian websites to see if some plant or other is recommended later on. In the next month or two, that is November, December, Pfizer will distribute a tablet free of charge. This is very important. He warns everybody, warns them very severely, that anybody who takes this tablet will die in excruciating debt. Pfizer will tell you that it's an anti-COVID pill. He says it's important that we realize that during the blackout, they will poison the water supply of large cities as well. In some cities, nobody will be left alive. He thinks this will happen in cities with a population greater than 100,000 people. And boiling the water, by the way, won't solve the problem, because the poison will still remain there. This is why I say that what is coming is much worse than what you can ever imagine. And it's even much worse than what I thought it would be myself. This extermination is being directed personally by Lucifer, who is guiding the world elite. He says those who govern the world are non-human entities. He suspects also that because of a war to the death between these people at the top, Satan had to personally assume control of everything. He says the acceleration of events, which is now very fast, makes him suspect this. These events should be happening, he says, in 2026 and not in 2021. This acceleration of events is not normal. It should have been a more gradual process, he thinks. This is why he suspects there has been a war between the global elite, causing events to accelerate. After the blackout, World War III and the asteroid, will come events that are even worse. Finally, all the global elite who will take refuge in state-of-the-art underground cities and bunkers will all be drowned and crushed to death. Their bunkers will be their tombs.
Oops, sorry about that. yeah, I was muted. The producer had to remind me. But so that's your. There's one good bit of bright news out of that, and that's that all these people that go down into the underground might get drowned and crushed. But other than that, it's a pretty sobering take on things. It's probably the most black-pilled out of all the different versions. But, you know, I'm and I know we're coming up on break, but I'm reading across various sites. You know, depopulation, smoke and gun, alarming charts show the number of Americans vaxxed aligns ominously with Deagle's forecast depopulation numbers for 2025. You know, a lot of us have been keeping that in the forefront of our minds. But you notice how they talk, how he talked about acceleration. You know, the SPARS document, 2025, so forth and so on. And so there are some indications that maybe some of this has been moved up on the timetable, looking at some of these other, you know, whatever you want to call them, war games or white papers, this sort of thing. So very, very interesting. Now, some of that a lot of people are going to reject, and they're going to be like, well, I don't see it happening. You know, none of us back in 2018 were – a lot of us – you know, I talk about the biological angle over the last 7 years when I've been on the air. If you go back into the archives, and I was like, it seems like it's the most plausible angle that these people are going to take as far as running biological, whether it's pseudo-biological or real, to keep everybody on the plantation, especially your enforcer class, to where you see them pulling this stuff in New York City, kicking people out of restaurants and arresting them, the German police and the French police. There's the break. We will see you guys on the other side. So I must mean that our chance is flying. And when oh, will we ever see hope again? Is it so hard to say goodbye? Oh, well, at least I can still remember when our city used to be such a beautiful.
truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we are back in Cindy Erie Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So I was just covering this kind of across the alternative media landscape here, the, you know, a lot of doom narratives, okay? The world has now entered the first of four major phases of chaos and financial destruction. Financial, economic, and moral devastation, which is about to hit the world, for more than 99.5% of the people, come out of the blue. The entire build up with this Russian war, you know, it's Russia activates nuclear ICBMs. It's the whole thing with the Ukraine and Russia talking that World War III's already begun, and the Supreme Court acting crazy, the Sixth Circuit sending this, smacking down the stay from where basically they're, you know, they're not leaving people choice. This is up on ncrenegade.com. They're not leaving us much choice. Breaking: Sixth Circuit Court upholds Joe Biden's OSHA vaccine mandate. Okay. So at a ping pong lottery, after the Fifth Circuit put a halt on the mandate. Okay. So in addition to telling all 2.1 million federal employees to get jabbed or face firing, the Biden regime mandated all companies with 100 or more employees, blah, 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 blah. So in a 2-to-1 vote, the 3-judge panel allowed Joe Biden's OSHA vaccine mandate on private employers over 100 people to take effect. So Julia Gibbons, appointed under George W. Bush. Jane Stranch, appointed by Obama. And then Joan Larson voted no, and she was appointed by Trump. And so very, very interesting set of circumstances here. We'll see whether you know, this is, it doesn't look good going to the Supreme Court, but this does have to do with the entire country. They just smacked down something that came from a certain state, and they didn't want to get involved. And some people were saying that was a win for states' rights, and then they're about to overturn Roe v. Wade, and they're going to smack that back down to the states. And so we'll see what happens here with this OSHA case and see what the Supreme Court does about it. But this will cause a further cascade of economic disruption now if this stands, and all these people and these that work for companies with 100 or more freaking people are given the ultimatum to either take the genetic sabotage injection or hit the road, Jack. So, so there's a bunch of people dying. Premier Fight League guy, Jordan Young, dead at 27. I've just been seeing these on kind of mainstream headlines. Some guy from Il Divo, Carlos Marin, dead at 53. A pitcher for one of these minor league teams is a major league baseball prospect, Andres Melendez, dead, 20 years old. Very, very crazy set of circumstances we're seeing here. You're seeing this stuff with all this stuff with like the New York school system, this all this propaganda being put out that, hey, expect your kids, hey, some cardiac arrests and strokes to happen in these kids now. You know, real weird stuff here. And so everybody knows why they're doing this, but unfortunately, these poor kids that have been subjected to these jabs, it seems like the younger you are, the more dangerous these things are to people. So let's talk about the Joe Rogan, Dr. Peter McCullough, big censorship. You know, YouTube decides to pull this. It's all over. You can still find it all over BitChute, of course. But you know, I made the comment last week that Joe Rogan is in danger, and then this all happens throughout this week. And so both Dr. McCullough and Rogan are in danger. I'm just going to put that out there. If you know, you're starting to touch these, let's just say, you're starting to touch these third rails here, where you're going up against this mafia which is this big pharma mafia, which really kind of cloaks and hides the real scribes, Pharisees, money changer mafia behind them. And they've got their front man like Mr. Bourla from Pfizer, and the other guy that I exposed a couple weeks ago, which was all over. And then it made its rounds. You know, I found that as kind of as it was breaking, the guy from BioNTech gets kind of ambushed on with an interview and asking him why he hasn't taken the quack scene and so forth. Pretty interesting. So the big thing all these people are talking about, you know, all the big heavyweights in alternative media, the great reboot on Reuters. So the refugees lack COVID shots because the drug makers fear lawsuits, documents show. Okay. So tens of millions of migrants may be denied COVID-19 vaccines from a global program because some major manufacturers are worried about legal risks from harmful side effects, according to officials' internal documents from Gavi, the charity operating the program. So they don't give a crap about you, American citizen, because guess what? Your government under Trump already signed away your ability to sue these people over any kind of harmful side effects. But these people being in some sort of citizen-like legal gray area, they don't want to give these people these things because maybe they're on the hook because they're gravitating between one country to another and so forth and so on. So the legal concerns are an additional hurdle for public health officials tackling the coronavirus, even as officials say unvaccinated people offer an ideal environment for it to mutate into new variants that threaten hard-won immunity around the world. So unvaccinated people offer an ideal environment for it to mutate, but Geert Vandenbosch and all these other, you know, big, huge doctors say it's the exact opposite, that the vaccinated people offer the ideal environment for it to mutate into new variants. Hence why we're seeing this thing dressed up as Omicron. Now, what's fascinating, you're seeing on places like Before It's News and kind of like in the kind of, I would guess, say the Trump Q sphere, the latest narrative is that Omicron was a white hat devised military design solution, that they threw this Omicron out here to somehow, I guess, run through the world population in a very, very tame fashion, I guess, to maybe reverse somehow this natural immunity depletion that happens due to the GSIs, the genetic sabotage injections. And so they're letting another variant run through populations in order for, I mean, this is a pretty hard sell for me that this is a white hat operation. I don't know. You guys believe what you want. I mean, there's so many, let's just say, avenues and tributaries that you can walk yourself down with all of this stuff. But anyway, so this is the big one, that so these governments that already signed their lives over to Pfizer have, hell, remember all these stories about Pfizer wanting collateral such as military bases and properties and government properties and all this before they would give out these damn things. And it's just it's just so pathetic, because it's like you're holding this this over these countries' heads, and these poor countries don't even know. They don't even have medical people that aren't compromised that can't say, good, we don't want the damn stuff in our country anyway. Mr. Brewster, if you'd get clip 8 ready. And this ties into the whole thing that I've been talking about for weeks, that so few hosts are talking about as concerning the main objective to leaning on everybody in this strange way to get these vaccines. And it's not necessarily to depopulate them. It is to jack them in to the system. Let's roll. And remember, and this guy says the word router. For us, it would be router. So remember that. Go ahead and roll clip 8.
Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talks. So I thought I'd share this with you. This is from Spanish scientist La Quinta Coloma, who are claiming that the jib jabs are incrementally turning your body into a interbody nano network, kind of like turning you into a router. Now, I'm never that keen on getting into too much technical stuff because I don't know what they're talking about, really. So this is what they are claiming. I'm not claiming this, but it's interesting, and I thought I'd share this with you so you can have a look at it and make your own minds up, see what you think. So basically, what they are claiming is that every time someone is getting a jib jab, that is building an intra-body nano network that forms after each inoculation the population receives a jab, it says here. It talks about carbon nanotubes, graphene forming a superconductor, hydrogels, graphene quantum dots, multiple nano routers attaching themselves to certain parts of the body, and that these could have their own MAC addresses in order to receive electrical pulse signals. And they also claim that Elon Musk and his thousands of Starlink satellites are heavily involved in this. So from what I gather, they are trying to turn you into a router so that you know. I mean, like, you know, a router you have in your house that picks up the internet. They are saying that you will eventually, if you keep getting these jabs, you will eventually become the router itself. You will pick up the signal and you will also transmit the signal, which I imagine is 5G. They claim they will be able to monitor your heartbeat and other biological measurements. But you would also be the connection itself, which would take it all one step further than using passports and smartphones, wouldn't it? I mean, you would be your internet connection, the actual router. And everywhere you go, you would either give off a signal if you had the certain amount of jabs or not if you haven't. I mean, that's how I'm picking this up anyway. Maybe I'm picking it up wrong and you can correct me in the comments. They go on to say that it's all based on the Pfizer vaccine obtained by Dr. Campra through optical and electron microscopy. Components of the intrabody nano network, those that have been identified are carbon nanotubes and their derivatives, graphene quantum dots, hydrogel swimmers, graphene fractal, nano antennas, nano routers or nano controllers, codec or nano interface. That is encoders to encrypt information in communication, it says here. It's all very complicated, but the theory that you, if you get enough jabs and all this technology is linking together inside you each time you get it, with the end result, with all of this nanotechnology linking together, turning you into a router antenna that receives and sends signals to wherever you are, with these Starlink satellites picking it up, That's an interesting theory. Maybe the jab then is the mark of the beast. It's just being done incrementally, you know, over time. I don't know. Maybe I'm picking this up wrong. I'm just sharing this with you. Let us know what you think. Here's a couple of clips, and I'll link below to the pages I found this on, which includes PDFs and more details. Let us know what you think, and I'll see you later.
All right. And I kind of touched on this you know, it just seems like more and more people are finally getting, let's just say, cognizant that they're, besides a depopulation agenda that could be slowly at work, there's this other agenda running parallel, which is to tamper with the human body for surveillance purposes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, injection fraud, they want a backdoor into our mind. This is from the 14th. While glancing over the IBM annual report, I came upon the following quote from Arvind Krishna, IBM's chairman and chief executive officer. "Trust is our license to operate, and for more than a century, IBM has earned the trust of our clients and society. We continue to earn it through projects such as our work with the Vatican to develop principles for ethical AI, and our leadership role in data privacy reinforced by the IBM Policy Lab." Now, why would IBM be seeking advice from the Vatican when it comes to programming the morals of its AI? The short two-word answer is vaccine passports. In case you weren't aware, IBM is in charge of creating and implementing the vaccine passports for the entire world. Okay? The vast swaths of digital information gleaned from these vaccine passports would indicate who is and isn't compliant via social credit score. Monitoring every human's behavior in real time 24/7 would require an algorithm capable of determining what is morally acceptable according to the precepts of the Vatican. Using the pretext of injection status, the Luciferian elite will have the power to control the world's economy and everyone who wants to be part of the Great Reset. When the old money system crashes, the vaccine passport becomes the focal point for all economic transactions. So up on Henry Macau's site, the vaccine is the passport. Okay, the passport is in the vaccine. All right. So then it gets into Naomi Wolf during a Fox News interview. "Vaccine passport sounds like a fine thing if you don't understand what those platforms do. It's not about the vaccine. It's not about the virus. It's about your data. It can be merged with your PayPal account, with your digital currency. Remember that 2020-060606, the digital currency that is going to be somehow generated through your movement, through your doing your slave chores once this whole reset happens. You know, and then the whole thing with the cataclysm, which I played in the first segment. See, those kind of bump heads with this other kind of paradigm where you're seeing the Great Reset happening, everybody going into this panopticon slave grid, okay? Your network can be sucked up. It geolocates you everywhere you go. Your credit history can be included. It is absolutely so much more than a vaccine pass. It has the power to turn off your life. Just like being jabbed with mRNA operating system, once you opt in, there's no way out. Your only option is to be an outcast from the economic system. Consider Moderna admits on their own website the functionality of its vaccine is more akin to an operating system. Recognizing the broad potential of mRNA science, we set out to create an mRNA technology platform that functions very much like an operating system on a computer. It is designed so that it can plug and play interchangeably with different programs, and those different wavelengths are going to run through that 5G. In our case, the program or app is our mRNA drug, the unique mRNA sequence that codes for a protein. Now, remember that, Mr. Producer, get clip two ready. This is Dr. Richard Fleming, and remember I was just reading what I was just reading. And we should have enough time to get this in before the top of the hour. Go ahead and roll two.
"That from a vaccine that only carries the spike protein, It's making antibodies to the nuclear capsid, which is another part of the virus that's not supposedly in the vaccines. You can't make antibodies to something not in your body. So my question is, what's in the vaccines that you're not only making antibodies to the spike protein, but to the nucleocapsid, because their data shows, and that's the key, I think, of this paper, is that there's antibodies to the nucleocapsid. These vaccines must have more in it than just the spike protein, which we're going to see in a moment. And that's not the only paper you should know about, because in 2017, Moderna published a paper using lipid nanoparticles on the influenza vaccine, and it showed that in the animals tested, their lipid nanoparticle vaccine spread into the brain, the bone marrow, the liver, the spleen, and the muscle site where it was injected. 2017, brought to you by Moderna. It also doesn't explain the fact that if shedding doesn't exist, Health and Human Services and the FDA went to a lot of effort to issue a guidance to the industry in August of 2015 when they issued a document on shedding from viral and bacterial vaccines to the industry and how to test for it. They didn't spend this type of money and time to test for something that they didn't know and exist. This is their document. It's on the website. It also doesn't explain one other important thing. Remember those prion-like diseases we talked about? Your DNA belongs inside of your nucleus or your mitochondria. Your RNA belongs inside of your cells. If your body doesn't see it, it's not a part of your body. Your immune system doesn't see your genetic code because it's not outside of your cells. RNA, outside of your cells, is a prion. The all vaccines right. contain.
Okay, so, and we've all read up on and heard about these mini razors, basically cut your freaking cells open, and capillaries and all this open, and then you've got all this stuff moving throughout your body, and it becomes prions. Now, Catherine Austin Fitz, she said this: they want you to download a Microsoft Office system into your body, into your brain, and hook it up to the Jedi cloud contract and the Amazon cloud contract at the CIA. And if they can get 7 billion people hooked up directly to their cloud contracts and use the virus, I mean, it's very clever. Use viruses to keep those updates coming. It's the same exact models you use in the computers. Just like Bill Gates made it possible for the intelligence agencies to get a backdoor into our data and our computers, they want a backdoor into your mind. They're trying to load an operating system into our bodies. I call it the injection fraud. So this to me is the first and foremost objective to this whole thing. Okay, now, are there depopulation elements also in here? Sure. They think there's too many of us. So why not download this operating system and anybody crazy enough to go get these shots? And then you have all kinds of different, let's just say, options to be able to drive that person crazy, make them go jump off a bridge, stop their heart, you know, turn them into an MK Ultra assassin possibly. You know, there's a lot of options here. And so it's very, very kooky world we live in. We've really entered into this time of great trial, so it seems. All right, top of the hour. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Homicide, sweet suicide, natural causes. They are- Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number and